Fifth parak of Peya, Mishnah Aleph, we're continuing the halachas of Leket. Godesh Shalavuka Tachta, Kolanagea, Ba'oret, Sarei, Hu Shel Aniyim. We're talking about a case where Leket, a grain of Leket, fell to the ground. And then he put a pile of, the Balabais put a pile of his grain on top of the area where these grains of Leket were. So basically created a situation which the lowest level of this pile of grain that the Balabais put is a suffix. Is it the Balabais' grain or is it the Leket that's supposed to be for the Niyim? So we learned in the previous Mishnah that suffix Leket is Leket. So over here in the suffix, they have to be concerned that there is Leket here. The problem is that definitely the Niyim don't get the entire bottom row. Even so, since his Balabais did something improper, there's a knot over here that the Chacham made, and they said that you have to give, the Balabais has to give the entire bottom row of grain to the Aniyim. In other words, that row that's touching the ground, which is mixed with the Aniyim's grain and the Balabais' grain. A real Shapizra Tomorim, it's a case where the Balabais did not do something improper. The Balabais behaved properly. He left the Leket for the Aniyim, and on the side of the field, he made his pile of grain. Then a big wind came and blew his grain over the Leket. So here there's no reason to give him a knas. So here we already have to evaluate how much do the Aniyim get, and oimdim oiso kama Leket hi v'uya latis. We make an estimation how much the average field of this size will, how much Leket will remain in the average harvesting of a field. For oisim Aniyim, and he gives that to Aniyim, which is the size of Alba, four carbon for every core that is implanted. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and Leitz and Aniyim, the same as Shiva. Shem Gamliel says that he gives them a certain amount, which is 1/45 of the kosher. The mice of the round pasuk like the Tarakana, he gives them that amount that we mentioned before.